you in help, but they converted to their voluntary involvement to you and for example, so you and the chicken felt that that participation of you is guaranteed to even find less. What does that mean? I'm not warning. That's not true. God brings root. That's the illustrated importance of familiarity. We want to be able to the riches. That passage is full of allusions and references to Old Testament events and people. And that's despite Paul's letter to the Corinthians being to a Gentile church. Very few of the people he was writing to were Jews. And there were Gentiles who had had little time to learn about Jewish customs and writings. Paul assumes that they'll be familiar with the Old Testament as a special document of importance to them. The little summary bit towards the end of that passage. These things happened to them to serve as an example, and they were written down to instruct us. And Paul makes that point in several other of his letters. In 2 Timothy, how from childhood you have known sacred writings, that's the Old Testament, that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and useful for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness, so that the person will be proficient in every work. Never will be one day written our instruction, so as to answer and by goodness we now have hope. This is what happened in 1 Corinthians. So Paul is speaking of the ancient Israelites as our ancestors, our forefathers, but he's writing to Gentiles, to people like us. So Paul sees the church as part of the true Israel. He emphasizes the Gentile Corinthians' continuity with what God has done in the past. God's new people are God's true Israel. But on what basis? And that's not a theoretical or abstract question, because the answer for the Corinthian church is the same for us. The New Testament does not set out a new redemptive plan, as if God realised his original plan, that the people of Israel had failed irretrievably, and so that's put to one side and replaced by a new redemptive plan that might work better. The New Testament books tell about Jesus and bear witness to him. The climax of Old Testament revelation is not all books, it is Jesus Christ. Jesus not just brings words and messages from God, Jesus is the Word of God. He is the revelation. He is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being. So God's true Israel consists of one person, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. He is the faithful. He is the true Israelite. We see this in the way that Jesus makes use of Old Testament descriptions and imagery about Israel and consistently applies it to himself. For example, Jesus calls himself Son of God, or Son of Yahweh, Son of the Lord, and Son of Man. And as with the role of king in the people of Israel, these have individual and representative features. Just as the king is addressed as Israel, so the servant in Isaiah is addressed as Israel. And in Daniel 7, the Son of Man represents the saints of the Most High. Jesus' frequent use of these titles shows his mission to represent Israel. And Jesus uses Old Testament passages about Israel and applies them to himself. One example, in the account of Jesus' temptations in the wilderness, he uses passages from Deuteronomy that refer to Israel, describing the lessons that Israel should have learned from their experiences in the wilderness after exile. So in Deuteronomy 8, remember the long way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness in order to humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commandments. He humbled you by letting you hunger, and then by feeding you with manna, with which neither you nor your ancestors were acquainted, in order to make you understand one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. The clothes on your back did not wear out, your feet did not swell these 40 years. know that in your heart, that as a parent disciplines a child, so the Lord your God disciplines you. And after Jesus' confirmation as God's Son at his baptism, the voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved, with you I am well pleased." And that phrase, "You are my Son," was applied to Israel in the Old Testament. For example, in Hosea, when Israel was a child, "I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son." Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness during his temptation by Satan. This echoes Israel's 40 years in the wilderness, with the 40 years figuratively reduced to days. But it also occurs with Moses in the wilderness on Mount Sinai, who fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And then again, when Moses received the Ten Commandments on Sinai for a second time. And Elijah fasts for 40 days and 40 nights en route to Horeb. And incidentally, Moses and Elijah, of course, were the two people who were with Jesus at the Transfiguration. Moses was a representation of Israel at Sinai when he received the law. As true Israel and Latter-day Moses, Jesus is the true Israel. As with Adam and with Israel, Jesus is tempted by Satan. And each response to Satan is from a response to Moses to Israel's failure in the wilderness. If you want to look them up, in Deuteronomy 8:3, 6:16, and 6:13. And Jesus resists the temptations to which Israel, the nation, succumbed. Jesus Christ knew the scriptures, and by obeying, confirmed himself as God's true Adam and true Israel. As another example of how images and descriptions of God's people Israel in the Old Testament are fulfilled in Jesus, listen to this summary of the history of Israel from Psalm 18. "You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it. You took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river." The nation of Israel is described as a vine, but the vineyard of Israel bore wild grapes instead of proper ones, as described in Isaiah 5. Similar language is used by other prophets, such as Jeremiah. "Yet I planted you as a choice vine from the purest stock. How then did you turn degenerate and become a wild vine?" But Jesus is the true vine. John 15, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch he has moved, every branch that fruit prunes, make the wall. You have already planted by them that have spoken, and here I am you. As of myself, not fruit by self, as I am the vine, neither you, much by you. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown by fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, if you bear much fruit and become my disciples." So what is the basis for the church as the true Israel? Similarly, and this was a hot issue in the early church, can Gentiles be part of the people of God without first becoming Jews? Well, Jesus is the true vine. He is the true Israel. His people, his followers, those who abide in him, are members of God's true people because they abide in Christ Jesus. This has a twofold application for us. We cannot be solitary Christians. We're to be part of a community that knows and loves him and follows him as Lord. We are part of the same vine. We are to minister Christ to one another. At the same time, we are to cultivate our individual life in Jesus, getting to know him better, being in tune with him, obeying whoever hears the word of God and does it. Jesus' true family consists of those who trust in him, not those who are related to him by blood. Because Jesus is restoring not only Israel, but all of creation, including Gentiles. And we are to be faithful members of the people over whom Jesus is king. We are to abide in him.
Martin, thank you so much for your wisdom, your wise words, and all of your research and discovery and knowledge of Scripture that you